I wanna know if you can get to that. and days are done. I text you signed with the love and kiss a later come back shine. Insufficient fun, y'all get to that.
Can you get to that?
I wanna know.
I wanna know if you can get to that.
Hello,
Medford. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, everyone. This is Georgia, and I'm with Sarah this week, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Guys,
as always, it's Granola Girls.
It's
Sunday.
Granola Girls. I'm back. Better
How
than
are you
ever.
Feeling? Yeah.
You know, I'm feeling good. I feel happy to be out in the world again.
In society.
You know, in society. The birds are chirping. The sun is shining. The birds really have been chirping these
days,
right? Have you noticed
that
too?
They've been very loud. Yeah. I mean, it's spring, so it's kind of like that time of year, I guess.
I guess it is. Yeah. Also, allergy season.
Yeah, allergy season. It's so fun, guys.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it.
Right, definitely.
Also, shout out to Tisch Library. Love your work and all the dusty books that I work with there.
True. I made an appointment to go to the archives tomorrow morning.
Ooh, with Chris?
I guess. I emailed someone named Pamela, I think, but maybe Chris will be there.
He's like one of the librarians in Special Collections.
Okay.
Archives.
Interesting. I'll tell Chris he said hi.
Well, also, okay, so this is a very niche, like Tisch Library, also Somerville / Georgia
lore.
Core fact.
Uh-huh.
One time I went to a little like exhibition that they had in Tisch of like the medieval books that they have. It was like special, like from the archives. And the owner of Dragon Pizza was there. Charlie and I was
starstruck. Is Charlie the owner?
Starstruck.
Oh my god, because me and Alyssa, our dear friend and my housemate with whom I had COVID, you know, for the past 10 days, we were isolating together. It was a blast. We ordered Dragon Pizza.
Did he
one
deliver
night.
It?
Yeah, and so I get a call and he's like, hey, it's Charlie. I'm outside with your pizza. And I was like, thank you so much.
He was
much.
Out doing deliveries during the blizzard, like,
yeah.
a month ago. And that's when he picked up Mike
right.
and he gave him a ride.
Wait, I didn't realize that was him.
Yeah.
I would have said something else. I mean,
he's, like, very involved. He's
yeah.
not, like, a backseat
He seems fun.
Owner. He's fun.
Yeah. yeah. He, like, was riding that little bike with, like, the flag on it, you know? I was like, I'm in love with you, Charlie.
Yeah.
Me and Alyssa played... Do you remember that game MASH?
Yep.
yeah. So we played MASH during one of our last nights of isolation. Obviously, we were going crazy. Had nothing better to do, but it was very fun. And one of the, you know, the category that's like vehicle or like car or whatever.
Dragon Pizza bike?
The Dragon Pizza delivery yep. bike is one of the options I wrote for Alyssa. Unfortunately, she didn't get that one. But maybe someday.
I haven't played MASH in so long.
Right?
I just
it's
remember
fun.
There was like a spiral.
Yeah. And then you, yep, I would recommend it. Yeah. It felt very like elementary school sleepover vibes. We also watched this documentary called Tickled. On HBO. Have we talked about this?
Mm-mm.
It's about competitive endurance tickling.
I'm scared. I would
Yeah, like that alone
pass
is like
out.
That's a lot. Right. So that, you know, just that premise is like, okay, this is kooky. But then the person doing the research for the documentary uncovers this like this really culty like ring of people who are like filming and funding these like tickling videos. And there's this whole like tickling industry that he like uncovers and it's very scary, but I'd recommend it.
I'm scared. You can't see this because it's an audio medium, but I'm making like a terrible face
yeah,
right now. As
like a scared
this.
Face.
Like words can't really express mm-hmm. how scary and gross that is.
Yeah. No, it was horrible.
How
but
did
we
get
were
to
so
tickling?
How did what?
How did we even get to?
How did
tickling?
We get to like me and Alyssa? How did we get to tickling?
No, like in this conversation.
Oh, I don't know. I was thinking about things that happened over isolation, and that was definitely a highlight for me.
So many things.
No, obviously, yeah. playing MASH, watching documentaries.
Yeah.
We did, like, a little bit of a puzzle. You know, we really lived it up during our 10 days, honestly.
Honestly kind of nice.
Kind of a nice break. I mean, I feel very grateful that I didn't get, like, super sick.
Yeah.
But now I'm back. I feel like I missed a lot, but also nothing, you know? But happy to be back on the Granola Girls.
And we're happy
as
to
always,
have you back.
Sunday, 1
p.m.
It
wasn't the same? It wasn't the same.
But it was beautiful. It was a great show yesterday.
Oh,
not yesterday.
Yesterday.
I mean, time is fake. You know, it all blends together.
It feels like
yesterday. It feels, right? Oh, it was just yesterday that I was in my kitchen cooking breakfast and listening to the show last week. Anyway, our
cooking
theme
breakfast
for
at 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
No,
I'm going to stop
yes.
eating meat now.
Breakfast, if it's your first meal of the day, it's breakfast.
That's true.
Don't you think?
That's true. That's why I made breakfast tacos last night.
Exactly. Because it was my first meal of the day. So it all makes sense if you think about it.
Yeah.
So today we're just spinning some, you know, spring tunes.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like spring is like maybe our most played season. Like I was kind of looking back and I feel like we always kind of hyper focus on spring.
I think so too. I feel like we always do like a fall.
Yeah.
And then some kind of winter
situation. Yeah, like something. But then spring is like very
powerful.
It's
like it's spring.
It's spring.
Because I think spring means a lot to us.
It does.
I would say. Which I think makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Rebirth,
you know? Rejuvenation.
Jubilation,
if you will.
Okay,
you
know. Okay. So, yeah, also, I feel like there's a layer of, like, dad tunes.
Yeah, as I was pulling songs for this playlist, I was like, I'm feeling this a lot of, like, 60s, 70s, like, kind of, you know, quote-unquote dad rock type of music, which I've been listening to a playlist that I kind of made of a lot of songs that my dad likes recently. So, yeah, I was kind of talking about this last night, actually, about, like, I was at a Melisma magazine, Melisma Music magazine, Tufts premier music publication.
Yeah.
I was at a function, and we always kind of talk about, like, our parents and music taste. Like, it's kind of a pretty common theme in Melisma discussion. So just kind of think about that. It's always so interesting to think about, like, how that influences where we are. Not just
interesting.
People who like music, but, like, as people.
Yeah.
Because I feel like music is really influential. I mean...
Definitely.
We could go on.
Right. I guess, you know what? We'll get into it.
We'll discuss
during our next little discussion break. I guess for now, we'll get back into the music.
Yeah.
What's up next?
To me. Good Vibrations by the
Beach
Boys.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Enjoy.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. She's by my excitation.
my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung. Would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know. Don't really care. Let there be songs to fill the air. Rippled in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, nor wind to blow, reach out your hand. If your cup be empty, if your cup is full, may it be again. Let it be known there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. There is a road, no simple highway, between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. Rippled in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow. You who choose to lead must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to guide you? If I knew the way, I would take you home. La da da da, la da da da.
Any deadheads out there in the crowd?
If you love the Dead, call us.
Or don't.
We don't, really know, we don't really know that much about the Grateful Dead. We were just discussing. I actually picked this song, Ripple, off American Beauty. And I picked this song because I recently watched a video that was basically just a clip of, it's the last scene in Freaks and Geeks, the season finale, where Lindsay, first of all, I'm in my Lindsay Weir era.
You kind of are.
Like, I feel like honestly. I am this, like, senior year. Yeah. Like, fake senior year. I'm very much feeling my Lindsay Weir. But anyway, so she gets off the bus that's heading to Michigan. She was going to go to math camp, and her family thinks she's at math camp. Ugh. But she gets off the bus and meets her friend, and they go, because they're going to go, like, follow the Dead on tour. Mm-hmm. And the song's playing, and it's all about, like, she's becoming her own person. I don't know. It's just very emotional. It's such a beautiful end to the series.
Yeah.
Well... end to the season, well, but then and the then, series right. also.
Yeah. Oh, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Freaks and Geeks.
Maybe someday.
They all died.
Right. So sad. Really sad. I'm still holding out hope for season two. Hey, reunion.
When they're all, and it's like them, but they're all middle-aged.
They're like old. Yeah, they're elderly. That could be kind of...
This is just like Riverdale, basically, at this point.
I mean, pretty much, what? They're on like season seven now?
They're still playing high schoolers.
Like, I don't get it. I feel like every time a new season comes out, I see stuff on Twitter about, like, the actors being like, we hate this show. Yeah. We don't want to be in it anymore. I'm like, okay.
That's cool. Valid.
But, yeah. Well, anyway.
Yeah, Sarah has a PSA for us.
Right. I was trying to think of some segue, but this PSA actually seems kind of fun.
Yeah.
The Arlington, Massachusetts Jazz Festival, now in its 11th year, similar to Riverdale in its 11th year.
I don't think it's been that many years,
but if you round up, you know, it feels like 11.
Yeah, it feels like 11.
Well, the Jazz Festival presents a wide variety of musical events over a 4-day stretch in several venues around the town from April 7th to April 10th. Well, yeah, which is today.
That's today.
So today is the last day of the festival. The Arlington Jazz Festival continues to champion the vibrant jazz scene that flourishes just beyond the local city limits. An abundance of local talent will be on full display at this year's festival, with performances commencing at 8 p.m. Thursday and Friday evenings, which already passed, then 3 performances on Saturday, you know, in case you went yesterday, and ultimately the headline concert at the Regent Theater on Sunday, April 10th.
That's today.
Get for further information, including how to purchase tickets, please visit the website arlingtonjazz.org. So, yeah, if you want to see Randy Brecker or Mark Walker, two men who are featured on this PSA,
one thing then that we love on Granola Girls is local talent, I will
say. Yeah, we sure do. Hey, if either of them are listening and want to come on the show,
come on out.
You're more than welcome. If you want to debrief the jazz festival.
Yeah. Oh, we love to debrief.
We love a debrief. So, you know, let us know how it goes. Hope it's really fun. Break a leg. Also, the donations drive. It's happening.
I just want to step in, take a little peek behind the curtain.
Yeah, please.
Coming from the board perspective, we are working on, Sarah's going to read this wonderful PSA, but if you go onto the donations page on the WMFO website, there's a list of the prizes that you could win, and I will say there are sick prizes, including the custom hats that we are working on. They're in the works. Handmade. Not, the hat isn't handmade, hand decorated, I should say.
Right.
So those are going to be great, and I believe it's like a $15 donation or something. It's on the website. Check it out.
Which, honestly, that's a lot of bang for your buck.
Yeah.
It's a custom hat.
It's a priceless item.
Right. For $15?
$15. I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on that.
Right.
But
yeah. Is that the design you're designing in the Women's Center?
Yes. One of them. But they're all pretty unique. Multiple. That's the beautiful thing.
Because
everyone's like making
stuff. Is it like you like request a design?
We're just making them.
Okay. Yeah.
But you get a surprise by your favorite board member.
Okay. Hey, maybe I'll donate.
Maybe.
And hey, if you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, especially on the Granola Girls, how could you not like what we're doing?
1 p.m. on Sundays.
Right. Consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform.
Yep.
And get a hat.
And get a hat, a t-shirt, a patch.
Whoa.
Stickers,
perhaps?
I believe a custom PSA
recording.
And potentially, if you really want to shell out the big bucks, dinner with the exec board.
Oh, really? Is that really one of the prizes?
That is actually one of the prizes.
Okay.
If you donate $1,000.
Okay, so, hey.
Open up those wallets and keep it freeform.
Yeah. If you want to have dinner with Georgia.
I think I'd probably be... technically I'm on like e-board.
Okay. But I feel like you could weasel your way in.
Yeah, because I'm dying to have dinner with our favorite donors.
Right, obviously. WMFO.org to donate. So we were talking a little bit about, you know, parents' music tastes.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on this theme?
We were talking off air. I feel like it was kind of, an unintentional theme for this week. And some of these songs definitely, like, I picked them not because... like, either my parents listen to them specifically, but because they remind me of the type of music that I was introduced to through my parents. Some of these are, like, directly from, like, either my mom or my dad, like, reminded me listening to this song. How do you feel about your selections?
Well, I feel like that's a good way to put it. Like, not all of... like, I think my first pick was Plastic Jesus. My parents, do not know that song, for sure. But I feel like that's the kind of... music that they sort of like, or that my dad especially sort of introduced me to, because he like immigrated here in like the late 70s, like was definitely in the, like, he's a very like musical person,
Does he play any instruments?
Yeah, he plays the piano, guitar a little bit. He plays the oud mostly, which is a very cool instrument. Seems really hard to play because there's kind? Just is a lot like of strings. It's like guitar-esque.
Okay.
But it's kind of like a kind of shaped like a boat.
Okay. Okay.
And it's kind of double. Like each string is like two strings.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's nice. That sounds super.
Yeah, it's like a very pretty common instrument in like sort of Arabic type music. Because I think you can get more like micro tones with it or something like that. But yeah, he would always, like, I guess growing up, like, always play a lot of, like, Arabic music, either, like, just, like, play songs, like, on, like, cassettes, or just, like, play me and my siblings songs on the oud and, like, sing along, which was sweet. I remember senior year of high school, I was in a, like, Middle Eastern literature class, and my teacher was like, what if your dad came in and talked to us? And I was like, what? Okay, what, sure, just because he, okay, so then he came in and, like, played the oud, and everyone was like, cool, and I was like, yeah, that's my dad,
cool.
Yep, it was something, it was kind of fun, but yeah, I feel like even if these songs weren't like, oh, this specific one reminds me of this one time my dad played this song, it's like, he likes this genre of music, which I feel like definitely left an impression on me and my music taste. Because I feel like a lot of music I listen to is, like, very dad rock.
Yeah. I feel the same at times.
So we are getting a call.
We're getting a call. Sarah's going to work on that with our cheat sheet. I also, just talking about instruments, not related to parent and music. But yesterday I was reminded, because someone was talking about playing the didgeridoo. I was talking to someone about it. I forget what the context was, but I remembered that my younger cousin, like, ordered didgeridoo off of the internet, and it came to the house, like, my uncle and aunt's house. And I just think it's really funny to imagine a next generation of didgeridoo players who are, like, not indigenous or Australian. I think we have a request coming in, but until then, I'm gonna keep talking, maybe.
Yeah, sure. Let me try to put you on air, caller. Is that okay with you?
Oh, we have a caller coming on air, yeah.
Okay, let's try that.
Ain't no cursing. Let's see if this how this works.
Hello, caller? Are you still here?
Caller.
Hey, caller. Okay, maybe not. Maybe that didn't work.
Maybe not. No.
But come on, hey, now. Caller, if you want to call back,
what was the request?
So I was going to put, you know, hopefully the requests are going to be on air. But caller, if you're still out there, call back. Now that I know how to answer the phone. Okay, the phone is maybe ringing.
It flashed once.
It flashed? Okay. Just, you know, give us a call back and we'll play your requests. I'm excited to hear these requests.
Yeah. Should we go ahead and start with Plastic Jesus?
Let's get into the next song.
Sorry for rambling about didgeridoos over there. I was kind of distracted. But yeah, playing the didgeridoo seems sick, and
it does. I've always wanted to learn.
Yeah, it seems kind of complicated.
It does.
For a deceptively simple appearing instrument.
I agree.
I personally have been kind of wanting to get back in playing guitar. I used to play classical guitar as a child, but I feel like getting back into just like regular old strumming is something that I see for myself in the future.
I see that for you too. Speaking of guitar, there's guitar in this next song.
There's a lot of guitar in this
There
next
sure
song.
Is. We're going to get into it. Caller, if you want to...
Oh.
We'll
play this song.
We'll play your song, and then
we'll
figure it out. Okay. Cool.
Plastic Jesus sitting on dashboard of my car. Going 90, it ain't scary, 'cause I got the Virgin Mary sitting on dashboard of my car. I'm in the backseat sinning, Jesus up there grinning, sitting on dashboard of my car. Green, white, pink, or yellow, I don't care, 'cause he's my feller sitting on the dashboard of my car. As long as I got my plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car. Going 90, it ain't scary, 'cause I got the Virgin Mary sitting on the dashboard of my car. I'm in the backseat sinning, Jesus up there grinning, sitting on the dashboard of my car. My fella sitting on the dashboard of my car.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country road. Around her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water, dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes, country road.
West Virginia, Mountain Mama. year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away, on the road and hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. If the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
He climbed the Cathedral Mountains. He saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. And the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Talk to God and listen to the casual reply. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High. His life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down, they bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Though he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High.
Tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed.
ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Will I keep on thinking about you, sister golden hair surprise? And I just can't live without you, can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent, and I've been too hard to find, but it doesn't mean you ain't been on my mind.
Sarah's pick.
It sure was.
So, well, what do we have to talk about for that one?
Well,
not that sounded really accusatory. I just was like curious because we played. Well, we talked a little bit about Plastic Jesus, and then we played a couple requests. Which,
yeah,
I will say, caller who requested those, they were so fitting. We were talking about how well they fit, kind of the energy we were going for today. Take Me Home, Country Roads, and Rocky Mountain High by John Denver.
Right.
And I feel Sister Golden Hair.
Yeah, I mean those two requests. I think. Are like dad songs in the best way. I don't know the identity of the caller, but I feel like those two songs are very reminiscent of like, oh yeah, this is the kind of music that my dad would play while I was growing up. Sister Golden Hair, you know, I don't really know anything about this song, this band, America. Like I don't know much about
America.
Right, exactly. Not me. But some, I don't know, I think it's a nice song. I feel like it does kind of also embody the like dad rock sort of era. Like something about it just like, I don't know, kind of feels like an example of that. I don't know. I don't have anything like so profound to say about this song. I just like it.
And sometimes it's enough.
And that's okay.
It's always right? enough.
Right? Thank you so much. Yeah, hey, that's always enough on The Granola Girls. You're listening to The Granola Girls on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
That was a smooth transition.
Thanks. I was really proud of it.
That was really good.
But yeah, thanks for listening with us.
Yeah. We'll be back next week.
We'll be back.
More music. So exciting. More John Denver, maybe even.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
You know, if we get some more requests.
Yeah.
I guess in the last 20 seconds, we'll close out with a little Simon and Garfunkel. Is that up next?
Or there was some Ween, but I'm kind of
let's do some Simon and Garfunkel. Let's do some Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing.
Enjoy
your
afternoon.
Yeah. Have a great Sunday.